And now this is a dictation for Joseph McGillis, McGillis, May 2757, addresses a letter to doctor to family practice residence at 6298145. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Mr. McGillis. He goes by John, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, and prior right-sided nephrectomy. Comes accompanied with daughter. Last visit in April. Back surgery was done. Three different levels. Dr. Adams, July. No complications. Using Tylenol for pain control. Symptoms improve. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. There has been fluctuations of heart rate, sometimes in the 40s, sometimes hundreds, that needs to be assessed. Other review system appears to be negative. Medication list review, lisinopril now down to only 10 milligrams on cholesterol management, diabetes metformin. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 137/82, no respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no localized RALS, pericardial RAP, pulse 85, no abdominal tenderness, no neurological deficits, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry in July, creatinine 1.1, GFR better than 60 but has only one kidney, sodium, potassium, acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelets, large red blood cells 103, a plus of protein in the urine, no blood, albumin creatinine ratio elevated at 280. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right side nephrectomy, next number, diabetic nephropathy, low level of albumin in the urine, on low dose of lisinopril, increased to 20. Next number, reported bradycardia, not documented on today's physical exam, but needs to be assessed, potentially Holter monitor for 1 or 2 days. Next number, macrocytosis without anemia. Next number, non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, overweight. Next number, status post back surgery. Follow over time, come back on the next 4 to 6 months, early as needed.